So this is another ballad, but we're going to do a somewhat longer version of it. In fact, we're going to do two versions of it. I'm going to sing a Moroccan version, and Tamara's going to sing a Turkish version of the same story. And the story goes back to the Merovingian dynasty, where King Chilperic and his wife Galswinth had a kind of situation. And in the end, she killed him, and she killed a couple of bishops and a few extra people along the way. And this somehow got distilled into a story that first was sung in Spain, and then the Sephardim learned only in the 16th century out of Spain. So the king comes up behind his wife, the queen, who's combing her hair in the mirror, thanking God for making her so pretty, and he pokes her with his golden rod. And she assumes it's her lover, Landerico. And she says, oh, you're so great, you're so terrific, I have three kids with you and one with the king, or two kids with you and two with the king, and his get the best food and the best clothes, yours get the best food and the best clothes, his get not such good stuff. And then she turns around and sees it's the king and not her lover and says, oops. And she begs his pardon, and there are different versions. He cuts out her tongue. He says he'll pardon her with a ruby necklace. He shuts her up in the tower with horses' urine to drink and things like that. And that's how it ends. But actually, the Sephardic women who sing it usually tell it, they think it's funny. They don't, you know, they don't sing it tragically or anything.
Levantó el rey a cazar un lunes por la mañana y fue a ver a la reina por ver cómo alboreaba. La encontró lavando el rostro. De dormir se levantaba y un espejo cristalino donde se mira la cara dando gracias al Dios Padre que tan linda la criara y el rey por burlar con ella con vara de oro la dará.